Hey guys, so for this episode, we're trying something a little different. As you know, we've been trying to get more people to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. And because of that, we're going to start trying to upload the audio from some of our rambles or our reviews in hopes that that encourages some sort of overlap and some more subscriptions. So because of that, there is going to be a bit more of a rough, unedited sound to these episodes. I won't be going through them with a fine-tooth comb like I would the weekly episodes or our For the Cultures. So in spite of that, we hope you still enjoy. It's a really funny episode. And yeah, thanks.
This is Press X to Start.
How are we doing?
All right, let's try that again. Okay. Let's try that again.
Yep.
Wow. Good.
What's up, everyone? This is Press X to Ramble. Press X to Ramble is the podcast where we get to talk about whatever we want. And today we are talking about Godzilla vs. King Kong. Now, if you are listening to this, you're only getting half the experience. To get the full experience, you're going to have to watch on our YouTube channel, which is at
You Press son X of a bitch. Are we doing separate audio?
No. We're not.
I was like, all right, guys, I'm signing off. I'll see you later.
God damn it.
But to get the full experience, you have to go to our YouTube channel at pressxnumber2start.com/YouTube and make sure you like, subscribe, and I was going to say share, but I guess you should just watch our beautiful black faces.
Hit that bell button.
I am your host for the night, DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Bad Choices, a.k.a.
Uh-oh.
The Great Kong Defender, a.k.a. Did you know?
I didn't like any of that.
You're full of terrible opinions.
That was horrible.
The only way to see what they're talking about.
Great Coon Defender?
No, oh my God.
Did someone say Coon?
We do not condone that as Press X. Continue, DJ.
Did you know if you do not support Kong in this movie, you are indeed racist?
That sounds funny to me.
A black man calling black people monkeys?
You self-hating jigaboo.
Oh my God.
Jigaboo Jones over here.
We have such a niche in a humor. But yes, that's who I am. Someone
niche,
else.
Niche.
That's not what I said, okay?
Holy shit, niche.
You know this man can't read.
And what the MF stand for? Get these monkey fighting snakes off this Monday to Friday plane.
Actually, there was a monkey fighting a sword of a snake, so you are actually correct there.
And the monkey lost.
Oh, man. I'm Marcus, a.k.a. Heavyweight Champion from Wishnegaville, California, a.k.a. What's a King to a God? Exactly.
Ooh. Okay.
Yo, that.
God. You practice that. All right,
Jordan. Go ahead. Jordan, go next, because I can't talk.
Jordan, a.k.a. Outrider, a.k.a. Thank God for Game Pass, a.k.a. whatever.
AKA, this nigga ain't even looking at the camera.
I mean, I'm just hearing all the nonsense, but I know where y'all are at.
I mean, that's what losers do.
That's
a losing true. Attitude.
Said, I know where you live, nigga.
He would have been all up in your shit if King Kong won.
I'm a Ravens fan. Like, dog, same energy. Just get it out your system. Enjoy this one victory over here, like fucking Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Wow. A lot of venom.
What's up, everybody? What
this is Cameron. I only come back to this podcast to fight with niggas, basically.
So you're Godzilla.
On site. That's my energy. On site. Yes. Like last time it was about DC and then Steven Rogers. And this time it's gonna be about King Kong. I keep that same energy. I'm an on site type of nigga.
You get Cam off the Henny, ready to fight.
Right. How about you go be a parent? So
my child was like, Daddy, I need you. I said, not right now. I need to argue with the niggas on the podcast tonight.
Grandparents.
Put yourself to bed. I need to argue with these niggas tonight.
Jordan said he ain't trying to pay your welfare check, Cameron. Be a daddy.
No.
Oh my God. Well,
oh God.
With that laugh out the way, if you couldn't tell, we're gonna talk about Godzilla versus King Kong.
What is there really to talk about? I mean, unless you want to play by play how your nigga got stomped out.
Well, how about this?
We're gonna get there.
What we will do and how we're going to talk about this is we're going to have this broken out into two parts. The first part's going to be spoiler free. And then the second part is going to be how Godzilla got washed the entire movie, except for when he had the plot armor.
This is the most revisionist history thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. So this is what it looks like to just when you're the loser in your history.
You would think DJ over here rocking the Confederate flag with the way he backing losers. He about to go work at the Kong
in his house.
I would never. That flag is ugly.
So is King Kong.
How dare you look at your ancestor and say that?
I am not a monkey.
No.
How are we saying that King Kong is ugly when we saw guys with that ugly ass smile? An actor, remember that when he smiled to the camera?
That's like Colgate.
This movie, man.
It's the smile of I just Godzilla, watched.
Come on.
Godzilla had like four teeth.
let's get it together, gentlemen.
All right. Okay. So part one, what we're gonna do is we're all gonna give about a 30-second spoiler-free impression of the movie, what we thought, real quick, and then we can talk about how it stack up with the other movies, and then we will answer the question: who is your king?
All right.
And then after that, we can just go off the rails and talk about whatever we want about the movie.
Right. So, who's starting?
I'll give my quick 30 because it's going to be
go ahead.
Why are there humans in this movie? We don't
there
care.
You go. That's
just first and foremost. Let's just get this out of the way. What right. grown man is letting his child hop across the country with some random conspiracy nigga? Why?
I don't think he knew because.
Even worse.
She was a child of the 80s.
He's a helicopter parent.
Back when they just went off and then came back before the lights came on.
Why?
I think that privilege just transferred over.
I like the way that they switched points of view during the battle. Kind of remind me of what was it when Goku was fighting Broly, where he was getting punished. So I really like that. And I didn't see any other movies. It wasn't necessary. It didn't change the outcome.
Really interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cam, I'm gonna follow.
I only show up to fight.
All right,
like Don King.
Who wants? Go ahead, Marcus.
My 30 seconds is I am in agreement. While I didn't need the humans in this movie, but what I showed up for, I got, and I enjoyed what I got. And you also want me to say how it stacks up to the other movies?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
it's probably like to me in terms of overall quality on equal playing field with Skull Island. Mm-hmm. King of Monsters is probably the worst one overall just because of how much human stuff was in that movie. Okay. And then I'd say like Godzilla's just like over King of Monsters. So I'd say like Skull Island and this are probably like equal playing field for the first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to follow suit like Cameron with my questions. I have three questions. Paperboy, rapper, conspiracy theorist, exposition. Why are we taking children to the center of the earth?
Am I
watching Tenet? And do giant monkeys really need chairs? So, you know.
Those are my first questions. They were,
oh my God.
They were bathing in radiation with no consequences.
The entire time. I'm like, all you have cancer. Like, live it up now because
I have three more auxiliary questions, but we'll get into those later. Wasn't Godzilla all plot armor?
Why was Godzilla all plot thighs?
Why did the charged axe work on Mechagodzilla and not Godzilla? And isn't Godzilla just a fucked up combination of Aquaman and Batman?
Well. Batman is an on-site type of nigga, so it makes sense.
And Aquaman
Superman's around.
So those are my questions. The movie's all right. I mean, I'm glad I didn't fucking pay to see this shit. I got my pants. HBO Max. That's all I fucking
Okay, Sean, go ahead.
How about you, Sean?
I mean, shit. Y'all want my 30-second impressions? Go watch the trailer talk. Mm-hmm. I got what I came for. King Kong got his ass beat. Thumbs or no?
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize because in the first part of this we said there was going to be spoiler free, but that is not the case. So
you just have to read the title and know what's up. Imagine Tyson versus off, like, you. Fucking,
you. Like you can tell off of Marcus's energy. Like people should know like in the first 5 seconds.
You're right, actually.
I mean,
I would have showed up looking real dour and sad.
This ain't Harry Potter. Spoiler what?
All right. So wait.
One of these niggas was gonna win.
Sean, did you watch the other movies?
Nah, I never got a chance to.
Okay.
I saw. I think I saw the original. I mean, not original, but the original remake with Jack Black.
Yeah.
King Kong. Back when they had the video game, like that's the last King Kong movie I've seen. I know.
Jack Black was in that.
Yeah.
When Xbox 360 came out. So this
was. It was Peter, it was a minute ago. Peter Jackson.
Oh, wait, the first King Kong?
Peter Jackson.
Oh, King Kong. I thought you were talking about Godzilla. Yeah. Okay.
No.
I mean,
no.
It was literally called Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Yeah, no,
that's
I remember
the last
that.
King Kong movie I've seen.
Okay. My last Godzilla movie was one with Matthew Broderick.
That's what Godzilla, I thought you were talking about.
Godzilla eggs were running around.
2000 Godzilla?
Yeah.
That was the worst. Godzilla
with Diddy?
Movie
yes.
So that made Toho go like, we're never going to give Americans Godzilla.
Yep. That Godzilla movie was so bad. They were like, that's not Godzilla. That's a dinosaur. That's a giant lizard, not Godzilla. It was that
Jurassic
bad.
Park, New York.
Toho was pissed.
All right, my 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
I'm
done.
Are you
absolutely
done?
Love this movie. It was everything that I signed up for, and it delivered on everything. There were people talking and stuff, but that was all background noise to Godzilla and King Kong screaming at each other.
You signed up for an ass whooping? I don't understand.
That did not happen, sir. Actually, that did happen, and that was because Mechagodzilla decided to give hands to someone.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna spoil it, but
that's like. That's like getting mad at like somebody that wasn't in the match jumping
Marcus,
in the
my
ring.
30 seconds, okay, go ahead. Appreciate it. And I don't really got anything else to say.
I know you
did,
don't.
Did you see the other movies? Did you have a ranking?
Actually, I saw Godzilla, I saw King Kong, and then yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm. No, the day before watching Godzilla or Godzilla vs. Kong, we watched Godzilla King of Monsters.
Okay.
You're right, King of Monsters. Godzilla is the king
of
monsters.
So here's the thing. I was hoping that more people would watch that movie because in that movie, Godzilla got bodied and he had to be saved by humans.
Look, man.
We just can't
talk about a whole other movie.
Yeah.
King Kong got his ass beat so bad you're talking about other movies. Why are you bringing up other shit?
Right now, they're kind of the same. Anyway, now that we have finished the spoiler-free talk, we can finally get to why King Kong actually won the end of this.
By the way, real quick.
We can't do that, man.
Real quick. There was another question we were going to get, which was our king? But by now, you should all, if you listen to all of this. You know
let's go
who
through.
All of our individual kings is.
Marcus, who's your king?
Godzilla.
Cam, who's your king?
God.
Remember, his wife is in the house, so you can't be trying to be canceled by his own church.
Give this off camera like you better. Sean, who's your king?
Me. We was kings, my brother. We was kings.
I'm absolutely loving this episode, guys. Thank you so much. This is great. Jordan, who's your king?
My king has opposable thumbs and understands feelings and can develop relationships and can learn sign language. So,
still what's, using
what's feelings going to get you in a fight, Jordan?
Exactly. I mean, you can throw up gang signs and still get smacked up.
It kind of makes sense for humanity to make a fucking titan because they can't control Godzilla. Godzilla's a goddamn menace. That's what the fuck he is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Goddamn menace.
This nigga trying to use the power of friendship like Naruto and shit. Get out of here.
And guys, let me tell you, my king is actually Godzilla. So here's the thing. Before we jump to
he's not loyal whatsoever. I know, he's not loyal. I'm about to leave this fucking podcast.
Yo, Jordan.
He's like, no, I mean, if you're gonna fucking leave me to defend my fucking self, I'm playing Outriders.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
Let me explain something, okay? So
yo,
I have always been a Godzilla
fan. Talk amongst yourselves.
And the only thing that changed my mind was when in the trailer, Kong literally smacked Godzilla in the face with the hammer. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
and then what happened was that I started this character of a Kong lover. And I was like, oh, this is actually kind of fun. So I just kept it going. And I just ran with it. And I'm here today. And it's kind of fun, you know? But...
I tried to tell people.
Dog,
I tried to tell people.
You ain't shit, dog.
I tried to tell people in that trailer.
This is a god. No. When we tell this fucker, Marcus, this is a Godzilla podcast. I'm gonna fuck. So I'm gonna be listening to y'all takes.
But
no
but,
Kong input. This is
when it comes side, when it comes to this movie, Kong is really the king. So now we can talk about spoilers.
Nah, you flip flopping the boy.
No.
He's doing this shit for the subs. I don't give a fuck.
So let me tell you something. All right. I was firmly a Godzilla stan. I literally said it in the podcast, I probably didn't say podcast, but I said in the chat. I was like, yo, it's about to be that action. But let me tell you something. Here's what made me firmly rooted in my King Kong hate. This nigga, the movie opens. King Kong is like Thanos, like after he had killed, after he had snapped. Sitting there enjoying his little fake world, waking up, scratching his ass, taking a survey of the land that he has.
Living
and he's
his
like,
best fucking life.
Ah. And find out he's living in a simulation. They ain't no king.
What's also funny. Well, hold on. There's an echo.
Say something.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, it's gone. Oh, I still hear it.
All right. Let me leave and back out, I guess.
It might not be you.
I don't think it's you, Jordan. Oh wait, I'm gonna mute people's channels.
Okay.
Talk. It is not Cam. Mute Marcus. Talk. It is not Marcus. Mute Jordan. Talk. It was Jordan. We figured it out. So everyone unmute.
Anyway, no, he was on.
There we go.
King Kong was on Skull Island. They just built a dome to kind of conceal his presence or some shit.
That confused me.
Conceal his presence from who, Sean? Conceal his presence from who? From who? Who are the humans protecting this defenseless monkey from?
I don't know. Harambe. I don't know. They were just keeping him safe.
How can your king be someone where his subjects need to protect him?
By the way, Jordan, you're still muted. But to answer your question, Cam, they kept Kong in a cage because, one, this whole movie is an allegory to slavery. Two,
you region.
Two, they never believed in Kong to begin with.
I wouldn't.
And rightfully so.
I wish I had a Koofy right now. okay.
Here you go, nigga.
Thanks.
But yeah, man, like once that movie opened with this man scratching his ass,
like
you immediately relaxed. Hated him?
I was like, I hate this nigga. Like, oh. I'm so glad I'm on the right side of history.
Although that happened, I did like that scene because it was very much so, as you said, like Thanos kind of like he's just kind of chilling, minding his own business. And then he like takes the tree out, skins the tree, and I'm like, is he gonna use that like fish or something? And he throws
I was hoping
it at the
he
sky.
Would pick his teeth out. Like I was hoping that he would like skin the tree and then use it as a toothpick. I'd have been like, oh, this nigga cool.
But I think what that did was also show that, oh, there's been time passed. Oh, he's gotten smarter in terms of understanding how to use tools. Which right. kind of worked into him getting the axe later on and washing said monsters.
No.
You know what? All right. Actually, let's jump into the fight scenes.
First of all, let's start here, right? Okay. I mean, we're going to get to the first fight. I just want to talk about Godzilla's level of disrespect. Not only was he on this man's head, Kong was in his little home looking at his throne, and Godzilla, through his radiated breath, burn down this man's throne. The disrespect.
I mean, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, so it just kind of contradicts itself.
That doesn't make any sense. That scene didn't make any sense
at all. But it didn't matter.
There's a fucking portal to the center of the earth.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So did the goddamn laser went to the fucking portal
yep.
too?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
They went through a whole portal.
Y'all defend that nonsense to call it a good fucking film. I don't.
Oh, no, nobody ever said it was a good film.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
I thought it was a great film.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you played Gundam.
That literally made no sense to me, especially considering that they had to like talk about like, oh man, if we go through here, gravity will destroy us. And
but motherfucker thought it was sweet though.
Did anybody else watch it with?
I mean, we thought it was.
Yeah, I watched it with Kim.
Was anybody else's spouse confused by the inverted gravity?
Yeah, Kim was like
a little bit.
But turns out I was so confused. Kim explained it to me.
Oh, so you the dumbass in a relationship? All right.
Basically. I was like, I don't get it.
I just know that, like, when they got into Hollow Earth, all I heard in my head was the Jurassic Park music. And then the first thing I thought was, where the hell is the light coming from? Because they're at the center of the Earth. Where's the light source? What's happening here?
They jumped through a portal, right?
Essentially, the center of the Earth is supposed to be, the light source is supposed to be the molten core of the Earth. Like, that's where the light's supposed to come from. Hey, look. I don't think it was a great decision that they did this. It doesn't work scientifically at all. But then again, like, we're in a world where Godzilla is, you know.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to my man who was, like, had just that day learned that the little heave ships existed and somehow knew how to pilot it with exact precision.
To go around this radiation blast.
Exactly. This man skated his way around Godzilla's blast he had been flying that junk for years. And then knew to use it as a defibrillator to wake contacts back up.
Speaking of waking up, so
No. Speaking of somebody who stayed asleep the entire movie.
Okay. Let's start with the first battle.
They were like, first of all, they were just like, oh, we need to take Kong home because.
Now, I will say this. Kong did not want smoke this entire movie. Kong was trying to go back home. And Godzilla was like, the biggest home, ass. Nigga. This is my house.
Troll text.
The only home you will find is under my toe.
The like Godzilla was just beating that man, especially underwater. I thought like, okay, well, clearly Godzilla has advantage, but I appreciate how Kong was trying to like hold his own underwater. Mm-hmm. But dog, when the military was like, everybody play dead, like the military was like, turn the ships off, like go to sleep, and Kong just laid on his back. Washed. I was like, "Yo, this nigga Godzilla is
Kong.
That fight was literally a full maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. That fight wasn't a long fight. If you think about it, that fight. Oh, okay. Well, shorter, even shorter. That reinforces
when you
my
get
point.
Your ass whooped, it feels longer. Go ahead.
What my point is, Kong literally woke up maybe 10 minutes before that fight.
So
he was still
fresh.
Heavily sedated. Mm-hmm. He didn't wake up like with
DJ. Do you hear yourself? Girl. Stop, DJ. Do you hear yourself? Could they ever sedate Godzilla? And nigga, so, if you could get sedated by some goddamn humans, you can't beat no Godzilla.
They could sedate Godzilla.
Is if
with what?
Okay.
If
okay.
Kong would have showed up in Hong Kong without that axe, he would have still got the same hands.
What you all missed was in the second movie, the third movie, Godzilla King of Monsters.
Here you go.
I saw that.
Do you remember when the humans dropped the air destroyer bomb into the water and completely washed Godzilla to the point where he had to go back home to recharge?
Yes, but think about that though. They dropped a bomb on this man. Like, it wasn't like they just shot a tranquilizer dart.
Did they put him to sleep?
They put a bomb. Also, it's almost like these movies were directed by different people. So there's no connective tissue.
Direction? My Waze isn't even turned on, so I don't know what you're talking about. Oh my gosh.
But like, yeah. Watching this movie was honestly like watching a dude have to go fight for his girlfriend, but the girlfriend got him in the fight in the first place, and then he gets beat up, and you're just like, dang, he ain't even want to be in this fight. This is terrible. The white folks got Kong in this fight by bringing him outside.
Go fight for my honor. Shit.
The problem here is that when you compare Godzilla and King Kong, they're not fighting on the same plane.
Yes.
King Kong has something to lose, where Godzilla doesn't even understand what losing is. All right. Doesn't mean he can't lose, because he definitely lost in King of Monsters. But
so you're saying
because
King
he
Kong
doesn't
is a loser.
No. Because Godzilla doesn't have the concept of losing, he will just go until he can't go anymore. Whereas King Kong
Let me finish. That sounds like Goku.
King Kong.
That sounds like Goku.
Goku got a whole ass family. Thank you very much.
Does he care about that family?
Goku doesn't seem to have
that's
a concept
the only
of
reason
either.
Why Goku is fighting to save planet Earth is because of Chi-Chi and Gohan.
Nah, he wants nigga, nah, yeah, he wants the fly. Smoke. This nigga let Cell.
that's a B plot. Anyways, let's go back to my A plot. Whereas King Kong, the one person that he finds important in this entire thing is that little girl. If that little girl had died in this movie because of Godzilla, I think that would have been a very different fight. And that would be
the
fight.
Are you saying he
would have
turned Super
false.
Saiyan?
Let me tell you why. False.
Yes.
King Kong couldn't even handle the lizard moths on his planet.
The lizard? King Kong couldn't
handle. Well, he's being fought by two of them at the same time, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Are they fire-breathing lizard, giant king dinosaur lizard things? No, they're two flying lizard moths.
Kong did get to Hollow Earth and yoked them monsters up and then ripped one of their heads off and then drank out of the head.
Yeah, I can lie. This dude's real.
So
and then I did like how he like looked into the plane. Was like, right. my girl's not in there.
yeah. And that's another thing too. Like I would have liked to see, instead of Kong jumping up into the whatever the Hong Kong city or whatever, Godzilla jumped down into Hollow Earth and actually had the fight there too. Because I think that would have been a more even representation versus the first fight being on water, which was Godzilla's turf, and then the second fight being in the Hollow City? Earth.
There was one synopsis that I read regarding like the fight structure. So Godzilla won the first round on the ships. Mm-hmm. They're saying that King Kong won a part of the Hong Kong round, because King Kong for some reason like let off
his shoulder.
No, it wasn't. It was before the dislocated shoulder part, but like when he was on a skyscraper, like just threw a fucking crane at the nigga to distract him. Mm-hmm. Where's your axe? You could have threw that.
It's Godzilla in 3.
So it's like.
It was Godzilla in 3.
The reason why it was messy, but you know.
Okay, so here's actually, thank you, Jordan. That brings up a thing where I thought about it during the moon. I was like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. What? Someone explain the shockwave that happened and why the axe didn't just go through Godzilla's head.
Yeah, that
because it wasn't because it was not charged.
It was literally being charged the entire time.
All the way to
just like the thing happened at the end of the movie. That exact same
explosion because
it's about intent.
No, here's the thing. No. Here's the absolute thing. Toho was not going to allow Godzilla to fucking lose. All right. No, Godzilla was not going to fucking lose.
Absolutely.
Toho was like, you know what? We had, like, you guys did an okay job. Law of Diminishing Returns. This is the last fucking movie. We are not going to have Godzilla lose. Straight
That's
up.
That's fair. But I also say
it
this.
It is fucking bullshit.
Kong wouldn't have won without that axe.
He needed
tools. It was hand to hand, Kong would have took an L. So he had to go find a Deus Ex Machina and then come back up from that hole and put up a fight. Because if it was hands on hands,
we still lose. How is it a Deus Ex Machina?
But Marcus,
but it is a Deus Ex Machina because it put things in his favor for a bit.
So you're reinforcing the fact that tools matter.
So Marcus,
you know, of course, those matter. We're Marcus,
if you're just a giant lizard brain creature, are you more of a threat than someone that probably knows how to have interpersonal relationships?
It wasn't Deus Ex Machina, Marcus. It was intent.
What? Who? What?
Bow. Anyway,
Marcus, you need go to the library, get a book of engineering, then come back to me in 3 months.
Nigga, I'm an actor. I don't need engineering.
I can act.
I'll act like an engineer. That's what I'll do.
Talk your stuff, King.
Give me a script, my guy.
Anyway,
this is like Gerard Butler. Sean,
I want to hear Sean's take.
I mean, you heard my take. King Kong just wasn't ready. They had to balance the shit out. The fight that mattered more was Mechagodzilla versus Godzilla, and that was bullshit too. Because if you study your enemy for 10 years without them knowing, of course you're gonna be able to whoop his ass.
Yo, like I was high up on I was high on cloud Godzilla whooping King Kong's ass, stepping on his chest and saying, "Stay down." And he was like, "Aight, I'm sorry."
This one go home, bitch.
Crip walked on his chest.
Mecha Godzilla came out.
And
he started yeeting Godzilla all over Kong. I was like, "Oh God, somebody help him, please!"
I mean, but
it was like that fight had never happened between him and Kong. It was like a whole nother dinosaur.
the honest thing, like if we were to insert whatever level of practicality is dumbass fucking film. Yeah, humanity's gonna try and build their own shit if they can't control what Godzilla's doing, and you know. But for some dumbass reason, like you know, let's use the psyche of Mothra. Sorry, not
no,
Mothra,
Ghidorah.
Ghidorah, and hopefully that will work. And you know, dumb.
Yo,
Mechagodzilla showed Godzilla. This is how you work when you have actual hands with elbows and articulating joints, motherfucker.
No, he showed this is what happens when you're able to study. Brad. I'll say this: if they were able to, if like the first fight between Kong and Godzilla took place like in 1 year, and then Godzilla left, and then he came back. And Kong had time to think about prep it time. And adapt. If he had prep time, it probably would have been a different deal. But you don't go back to back with Godzilla and expect to win again right away. Kong was not ready for the hands or the tail or the feet.
Godzilla was the most egregious gang member. I mean, he wasn't even in his territory. He went out of his fucking way.
He was a black Air Force One come to life.
The black captain literally turned to the white lady, was like, "Are we not in his territory? What the fuck is he doing here?"
Everywhere is his territory.
Well, real quick.
My house.
Hold on. Did he kill Kong? I mean, Kong had to be revived, right?
I think.
Yeah. He was
I think he just started to flatline.
Kong was about to die.
Even that was weird because Godzilla wasn't doing anything other than scratching his chest. And I guess stepping on him was the thing that was killing that would kill him.
Thick thighs don't save lives.
He was about to expose that man's heart. But also he was slapping Kong up quite a bit. Kong was like, "All right, nigga,
That's another thing too. Like
Kong should have aimed for the fucking head with that goddamn crane. He had total leverage. He
but right at the again, that he literally aimed for the head with the axe, and for some reason that created a sonic boom instead of splitting Godzilla's head in two. But of course, Godzilla literally can't go down in a movie. It's called Godzilla.
It sounds to me like they shouldn't have brought the axe into the play.
No. I like just that. Been I hands. Like that whole thing.
It
like
should have just been hands.
I like the whole Hollow Earth thing. I like
we
the fact
just
that
had fights.
Godzilla.
Why are you bringing an axe to a fist fight?
Oh, because it's
so hard. Why are you bringing a nuclear bomb to a fist?
Yeah,
fight?
But like fucking Godzilla was spamming the radiation button. Like he was just
also,
spamming.
Also, is there a retard
on that?
But
Kong
was
dodging. He came to the fight with that.
That's like saying Kong was spamming the hands button. Like that's his ability. Like what the hell?
There's a cooldown. Obviously, if you use it too much, you dislocate your arm, Cameron.
Well, that's not Godzilla's fault.
Right. Yeah, but
and Kong was dodging them. Kong was dodging.
When I saw Kong fucking like use the building to fucking knock his arm back into socket, I was like, this thing is the dumbest shit I've seen.
Oh, I fucking love that. That was let's go, Kong. Let's go.
I've like, seen people do that in like wrestling and in MMA.
People, he's not he's not Conor McGregor. He's a giant ape. Why is he using a building to
Because
he knows sign language, stop. Jordan.
We are missing the obvious thing that wasn't shown on screen. Obviously, they showed King Kong Blade.
King Kong
Blade does it. Blade does it in Blade.
What? Nigga, shut up.
When he catches the train. And then, like, it dislocates his arm. Then he like jams it into the train.
There are literally 10 other films you could have went through that would have more relevance.
But none of them would have been as good as Blade. So,
well, hey, whatever.
I just like the point where,
thank you.
They realize that
y'all
King
suck,
Kong,
you know.
You don't want to realize teams.
Good.
You're right.
No, they realize that King Kong understood sign language. They just looked that was so hilarious. Fucking surprised. And King Kong was looking at him like, oh, you look a dirty clown. You did that chat shit about me. Yo, he just looked like.
First off, I hate how one of the reasons why I hated that there was so many human scenes in this movie is because because they were dumb.
Yeah.
While also telling us that they're smart. And it's just like, I came to this movie for a lot of dumb things. I don't need a lot of explanation about why this is happening, especially when you're doing dumb things like letting children get into a highly secret building with no issues.
Oh, she was the last of her kind or some shit, and Khan was looking over her because the storm closed in on the island.
I'm talking about Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, her? Yeah. And Paperboy? Yeah,
or things like, you know, you are watching King Kong on surveillance 24/7. How the hell did you not notice him learning sign language this entire time? That makes sense.
I can explain to you why that's the case.
Okay, why?
Because in both these situations, obviously in this world, closed caption cameras doesn't exist. There's no security system. That's not a thing that they have in this world. They have the ability to make a craft hover in place, but no security
cameras. How the heck did Apex not know that one of their employees has a podcast where they try to explore?
You sound familiar.
Marcus, did you watch Red Letter Media before this?
No, like, I did. I did not.
They're bringing up the same points. Same exact points.
It's, And the thing is, like, I wouldn't even, like, I don't go into a Fast and Furious movie thinking about anything like logic. I don't think about that at all.
You go into a Fast and Furious film for a family.
Exactly. Because that's all they're trying to tell us is family and cars. Mm-hmm. With movies like this, I want to turn my brain off, but you keep throwing exposition at me in science. And I'm just like, so I have to think, but then I think about it and it's like, no, this is dumb. It's all stupid.
One thing that I appreciated a lot about the first Godzilla film was how well they used scale to articulate the enormity of their power.
Mm-hmm.
But this film could have totally been two motherfuckers in suits fighting in like a diorama, because like there's no sense of scale. Like it was just a fight. You know, like I
feel like when they got the Hong Kong, you kind of got the scale.
Yeah, you got
like,
some. Well, you got like, the scale.
Compare to what the first Godzilla film did, like when he was like when they were stomping, around the airport, the guy was coming out the clouds, like that felt like a this is the Godzilla film that I will.
But love. You see, Jordan, that's because like I said earlier, this was directed by three different directors.
Yeah.
Garth Evans, who did the first Godzilla film, had a very distinct look that he was going for, and the scale of it felt massive. It felt like you were looking at a force of nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But over the course, there's no connective tissue, so it's like you're getting different visions while still trying to keep things like same characters to a degree, but.
Even with Skull Island, you know, you felt
right,
like
with
Kong in the distance and the helicopter towards him, like having like human thing like tank or bridge at surface level, looking at an angle, you can still have a fight, at least a pretty well made fight.
Like I agree.
That I'm going to remember, basically. I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm going to totally forget it, but.
They did have something close to that where the moment where they came out in the heave machine out of the hollow earth and they flew around the atomic blast.
Yes.
That was a solid moment, that split second.
But like Cam, like the first Godzilla film was a lot more.
Yeah.
Was there like a post credit scene for this?
There was not.
Okay. That's one of the part of the Godzilla cinematic universe.
Kong and Kong and Godzilla, they dapped each other up, be like, "All right, homie, I'll be seeing you." And then the movie ended.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Like, no, I didn't know if, like, you know, Iron Man was going to, you know, or Nick Fury is going to say, I need you for the Avengers project.
Dominic Toretto shows up talking about this was never about revenge.
The producers
are going to hop in a Hellcat and drive around.
The producers came out and said, like, we're going to play it by ear as in see how much money it makes, but they don't got any.
It actually broke some records for pandemic movie viewing. So,
a pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in China, it was huge. It was huge in China.
Well, of course it was.
But, like,
people are going to theaters over there.
The thing about American movies in China, American studios only get a certain, like, very small percentage of return.
Yeah. Yeah. Very small.
They're not running back of all that money.
Because Chinese movies in China, their box office is operating a little differently than ours, but their movies be making stupid money. Like, when you translate it to American currency,
Chinese films, the Chinese markets are very important.
Okay. So,
how we land this plane? Other than the fact that King Kong got washed. Got beat so bad.
I did not hate King Kong in this movie, though. I just would rather see Godzilla win. I actually liked some of his interactions.
I didn't hate I didn't hate King Kong either. My thing was, like, King Kong was very clearly. It's kind of funny because this movie is called Godzilla versus Kong, King Kong is the protagonist of this movie.
Yeah,
like Godzilla is like this. If Mechagodzilla and Apex are the villains. And King Kong is the protagonist of the movie. Godzilla is the wild card. Godzilla is just showing up and
he's fighting. He's the rival.
He's just exactly. He's here and he wants to fight.
Yeah.
Hopped out, aired out,
made it look sexy.
I'll fight a building. I'll fight a robot.
Godzilla was only mad that King Kong left his text message on red. The reason why I looked at his text messages saying, "You bowing?"
Well, he won't be doing that.
King Kong's like, "Why are we fight? Why are we fight?" Godzilla's like, "Check your phone." That's why.
Check your phone. You know, I read that. You know, I saw your text. I'm just trying to go home. Fight me.
Home.
Anyway, he's like, "Nigga, you throwing up gang signs on the set?"
I am literally trying to go home from the McDonald's. Please.
Okay. Right, okay.
Y'all stop throwing that up before we get canceled by the ASL.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I'm so sorry.
So real quick,
that's why my hands are in my lap.
Okay. So what was everyone's favorite scene of the movie? It could be, you know, a fight scene, it could be a character, or it could be a moment where the human characters are being human or whatever. Everyone,
No one here is going to say that.
I mean, mine did involve humans. I would say, I mean, the whole movie was my favorite, but I think when the Apex lady was like, I get what I want. I get everything. And then Kong was like, oh, there's a lot of destruction going on here. I got to make sure my shorty's safe. Oh, she is? I like that. I mean, it was just, it was true to his character.
Oh, that was great. Marcus? Oh, no, Sean. Okay, someone.
No, anyway. I think I like when Godzilla blasts a hole through the goddamn earth.
he blasted a hole. And then he saw Kong at the bottom of the hole, like, get up here! Damn, nigga!
The whole thing was so ridiculous.
Kong was like,
you know I can see you?
Right.
If there was like there was closed captions, assorted Donkey Kong noises, confused monkey sounds.
Oh man. Oh my god.
My favorite scene in the movie, honestly, and I'm not even trying to say this to be inflammatory, it was when Godzilla stepped on Kong's chest. because I was texting Cam. I was texting Cam and a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
And when he stepped on his chest, I was like, Kong tapped out. That got the biggest reaction out of me from the movie because I was not expecting it to end like that. I was expecting it to be like a technicality type thing, or we wouldn't get an actual winner because Mechagodzilla would explode out and they had to, you know, and anytime there's a versus name in the name of a movie, you know, they got to come together at the end because it's not actually a versus. But the fact
so Civil War was like a versus, and they kind of like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, but there was it wasn't Captain America versus Iron Man, the movie. It was Civil War. Batman versus Superman, they fought, and then they fought somebody else. Godzilla versus Kong, they fought, and then they fought someone else.
Oh, Kong should have said Monsterora.
He should have. But Jordan. I was not expecting there to be an end to the fight. And so when he actually stepped on his chest and he actually conceded, I was like, wow, they actually did it.
And in terms of pacing, it actually didn't feel odd either. Like,
no, it didn't.
Because I was like, okay, cool. All right, we're over. And then Mechagodzilla came out of here.
Exactly.
Jordan?
Oh, I had a favorite part of this film?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. It's trash. Sorry.
The hate.
No, I mean like what?
His favorite part where he saw the credits.
What part was fun? What part? Nothing was fun about this fucking film. I mean, like, I'm literally trying to think about it. No. I would not recommend this film.
Godzilla bust out like, surprise, motherfucker.
All right, my favorite.
Wait, hold up. Probably when the Pedro Pascal type guy was like, it can be good.
Oh, God.
Yeah, when he got like smacked by that was fine.
He was about to start monologuing.
Yeah. He was like, Paperboy, it could be good. Or it could be better, or whatever. Like, life is good, but it could whatever.
Yo. When he was like, oh, wow, this would be a dope DJ booth if this wasn't an evil lair.
That was so dumb.
That was so bad.
My favorite part of this entire movie was at the end when Mechagodzilla and Godzilla were, I'm going to say, fighting, because that really wasn't a fight. And Mechagodzilla had Godzilla on the ground and was opening his mouth. Godzilla was like, oh, no.
So this is what it feels like.
Exactly. Yo. Mechagodzilla was getting in Godzilla's ass. I was like, my Lord.
He had to break out his pamphlet. Remember this? He had to break out his pamphlet, so you're going to die.
He looked
seven
over
ages of acceptance.
He looked over at Kong like, help me, nigga.
Kong's like,
I know, yeah, Kong was thinking about it. Because Homegirl's like, yeah, he's not like, your enemy. Kong's like, yo, fuck you. I was trying to go home. Why do you know? She's like, we got to save him. Like, no. Yo. I was like, all right.
Kong was like skipping to him like
That team move they did was cool though.
Yes, that was dope.
Charge up my axe, please. Give me that energy.
That was a nice like combo finish. Like I in terms of last question.
Hold on. Did Sean say his favorite team?
Yeah.
First out the ground.
Okay.
Came out the water.
Right.
Trip.
So That was an awesome team move. And I think the last question would be, do you want to see another movie in this universe?
No. Where do you go
I think
from
we're
here?
Done.
Yeah.
Like, they've kind of already exhausted all of the classic Godzilla villains.
Because
yeah. I think they did King Ghidorah, they did Mothra, they did Rodan, they've done Mechagodzilla now, they did King Kong. I'm honestly not sure. Well, I'll say this. The only
still
way,
one more.
The only way that I would want to see this continue is if they crossed over with Pacific Rim. That's the only way I'd want
to
see this continue.
I was literally about to say that. They've thought about that in the past. Like, yeah. If the next film was like, you know what, we're going to... Because compared to the last film, human technology got stupid advanced within 2 years or something.
Way quick, yeah. 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 You know?
Yeah. But, yeah, if they had Del Toro come up in here with some Jaegers, fuck it, let's go.
I'd be with that.
So I want to see at least another movie in this universe, because I think where Godzilla and King Kong left at the end was a good place. So watching the movie, it felt like King Kong was like Goku and Godzilla was Vegeta. So Godzilla,
so you want to see the movie end with them on the twin rocks doing the little
yeah.
You want them to fuse together?
I would love to see them. You know what? If Godzilla fuse with King Kong, then maybe Godzilla would know how to read a book. Godzilla's up there reading War and Peace.
The one thing that they could do is they could do Mecha Ghidorah. Because that's pretty much the ultimate like bad guy in the Godzilla.
I will say this.
Your door is pretty vaporized right now, my guy.
I would be very confused, though. Because if they do Mecha Ghidorah, I'd be like, why didn't you just do that in the first place? If you used Ghidorah's DNA to make... Why did you just not do that?
Because yeah, like, they used the Apex Alpha, so...
Because, yeah, like, that's...
Exactly.
That was what... Either, Marcus, it was Aliens that brought Mecha Ghidorah back, or made Mecha Ghidorah, but... Yeah, like that's basically what this Mechagodzilla was. Basically, Ghidorah with, you know, Mechagodzilla with Ghidorah's consciousness.
If they did Mechagodzilla with Jaeger's Godzilla and Kong, then
yeah,
a lot of money.
That's what I was getting to. I think because if they blend the Pacific Rim technology into this world, I think that would be the technology boost they need to get Mechagodzilla like to make sense. So I think that would be kind of a cool thing. But I feel like they would have to reboot Pacific Rim in order for that to work with Godzilla.
At this point, no one cares.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, I mean,
you're right, all you, you're right.
All you need
sorry,
to do
I was
is thinking, just have
my
a...
Bad, my bad.
All you need to do is have a Jaeger just show and be like,
I mean, like,
oh, look at that!
You know, the stinger would have been at the end of it, you know, like it flash cuts to fucking Paperboy's laptop. Paperboy's like, there's this other thing called the Jaeger Initiative. The government's trying to start or something.
I'd be all for it.
Then Donald Glover shows up.
As a pilot. And he bridges with Zazie Beetz. I'm going.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be pretty dope, though. All right. Anyone else got anything else to say?
No, y'all get the hell off my computer. Go home.
Well, before we do that, already. This has been another episode of Press X to Ramble. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. Also, if you are kind enough, please go to the YouTube channel, watch the video, like the video, and subscribe, and then steal the phones from all your friends and make them subscribe as well. That's
hey, y'all.
You can do.
We're sorry if you came into this expecting it to be a point. Ramble is about talking shit and nothing else.
It's in the name. It's in the
now
name.
You know what this is. Go watch the other ones. And with that, peace.
Peace.
Peace.